Investigators are looking into what caused a chocolate factory to explode, and the state police are hoping for more funding and more troopers. Welcome to The Morning Agenda, WITF's daily news podcast, where the only agenda is you. I'm Tim Lambert, your host on this daily trip around the region's top stories. Big thanks to our sponsor, CGA Law Firm. The firm is located in York, Hanover, and East Berlin, and provides legal services to businesses, individuals, and municipalities in South Central Pennsylvania. You can find them at cgalaw.com. Good morning. Hope your day's off to a great start. It is Tuesday, March 28th, and this is being recorded at 9:13 a.m. Let's get started. Several state and local agencies are investigating the deadly explosion at the R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory in West Reading. Borough Police Chief Wayne Holbin says cleaning up the site will be a lengthy process and will involve removing debris, clearing the area, and ensuring buildings are safe to occupy.
We are closely working with emergency response teams, environmental experts, and construction professionals to ensure that the cleanup is done safely, efficiently, and with minimal impact on the surrounding community.
My colleague Robbie Broad was in West Reading yesterday and takes a look at how this process will work.
The State Police Fire Marshal Unit is investigating the cause and origin of the explosion. It will share findings with West Reading Police, who will determine what information to release to the public. Trooper David Bain says he doesn't know how long the investigation will take.
Until we have all the answers that our fire marshals want to gather, it's going to take however long it takes.
Now, the explosion on Friday took the lives of 7 people, injured several others, and caused 3 buildings to be condemned, which includes 40 apartments. Bottled water is a bit of a hot commodity as the city of Philadelphia warns people about possible drinking water contamination due to a chemical spill in Bucks County. Initially, the city told people to drink bottled water, but Tom McDonald from our partner WHYY in Philadelphia reports it then changed its guidance Sunday to say people could store up tap water, which would be safe to drink, through 11:59 last night.
Deputy Managing Director Mike Carroll said they issued a warning on Sunday, not a mandatory call for people to buy bottled water, in an abundance of caution to warn people of the situation at hand.
So that we did not either run out of water in the treatment facility, or we had essentially zero risk that anyone was ingesting any water that had any contamination.
Now, Carroll says in general, people should have a 2-day supply of water in the house, but wouldn't specify just how much that was in bottles, jugs, or gallons. The 2-day rule could also help people be prepared for other water issues, such as a main break or an accident that results in the faucets being dry or contaminated. Well, helping to lead a global agricultural transformation is one goal of the Rodale Institute's new CEO. Jeff Katch will take over the Berks County organization on April 21st. Rodale's mission is to grow the organic farming movement through research, training, and education. To him, the organization's work is needed now more than ever.
I want to be a connector, a convener, and a coalescer for the Institute. And so my role is to go out into the world and bring all the necessary stakeholders and partners to the table to begin to map out a way forward for our food and agricultural system.
Previously, the chief impact officer, Katch says he's excited to take over his new role.
My goal as the next CEO is to really position us as a highly credible, highly impactful educational organization that leads to positive transformation.
Katch replaces outgoing CEO Jeff Moyer, a Lehigh Valley native. He says he's passionate about mountain biking and surfing, as well as visiting farms, gardening, and cooking. So this morning, I went through about a dozen news sites in central Pennsylvania and found a few stories I wanted to put on your radar. Here's what you need to know. Governor Josh Shapiro is calling for adding nearly 400 state troopers to the force in his budget proposal. Penn Live reports the agency is aiming for a significant hiring push in the coming budget year while dealing with a drop in applicants and a historically tight labor market. Now, Shapiro's plan would change how the state police are funded by pulling back from it being almost entirely reliant on the Commonwealth's gas tax. The force is currently capped at 4,750 troopers, which is set by legislative fiat. Nearly 150 positions are currently open, and nearly 800 troopers are eligible for retirement this year. And a Penn State student has been charged with vandalizing a Black Lives Matter banner at Susquehanna University. The Daily Item reports sophomore Jack Henry O'Brien claims he was drunk when he attempted to rip it down. He's been charged with institutional vandalism. Susquehanna says two of its own students have been disciplined for not reporting the damage to the banner. That's going to do it for The Morning Agenda, a daily news podcast from WITF, where the only agenda is you. So what was the best song you heard on your drive to work today? You can reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at TLambert895. For me, it was Beck's Devil's Haircut. If you like what you hear, please subscribe in any of the places where you find your favorite podcast. Then please give it a rating and let us know what you think in a review. And we also encourage you to recommend us to a friend as well if you find this podcast helpful. Our sponsor is CGA Law Firm, which is located in York, Hanover, and East Berlin. The firm provides legal services to businesses, individuals, and municipalities in South Central Pennsylvania. You can find them at cgalaw.com. If you happen to come out to WITF's News and Brews in Gettysburg last night, thank you so much. And if you haven't, we certainly hope you join us at our next event when we come to your community. In fact, if you want us to come to your community, let me know. I'm tim_lambert@witf.org. That's how you can reach out to me directly here at work. Of course, also on Twitter, again, tlambert895. For our audio guy, Joe Ulrich, I'm your host, Tim Lambert. Be well, and we will talk again tomorrow.